mamas. Erin and I are back with another episode, and it couldn't come soon enough because I don't know about you, but with all the parties and the time changes and the anticipation of even more holiday magic, my kids, and let's be honest, even myself, our emotions are heightened.
Agreed.
So many emotions. Oh my gosh. And with all the emotions and everything, the anticipation and this that heightened sense of emotions, what better time than right now to put in the work of practicing validation for ourselves and for our kiddos. Now, I would like to just say for our kiddos, but who am I kidding? I am as emotionally constipated as it gets.
I think we all have our bouts of emotional constipation, so no worries there, Jessica.
Oh, okay. I am not alone in this. Well, that makes me feel good, because I don't know if it was like just a generational thing, or maybe it was just the way that I was raised by my parents. I mean, okay, they did the best they could. I'm really clean about it. Hi, Mom and Dad, in case you ever listen to this episode. But I felt like the way that I was taught as a child, or how I react to emotions now, almost seems like I got this message that any emotion was like a bad emotion, you know? Holding that sad, holding the anger, stop being too excited, you know, tears will get you nowhere. And it was like all emotions meant that something needed to be fixed. And so it's no surprise that I have evolved into a fixer. Like my husband, he'll just be like, Jessica, stop trying to fix the problem and just listen and just be with me. Because for me, it's like emotion equals problem, and problems need to be fixed. And if I fix the problems, then there will be no emotion, and therefore there won't be a problem.
Oh my gosh.
My brain is crazy. I know. I mean, how do you, okay, I guess I'll throw you in there. How do you feel like you were raised to deal with emotions or yeah, I think you get what I mean.
Yeah, I was definitely told growing up, and actually still to this day, that I'm overly sensitive. And so, yeah, I mean, not a lot of criers in my family. I've never actually seen some of my siblings cry. I've never seen my dad cry. And so that has certainly impacted me as an adult. Again, like you mentioned, love my parents to death. And I think a lot of that is a generational thing. But it has definitely impacted me as an adult because I am now prone to bottling. So I bottle a lot of my emotion because I'm worried that it either won't be accepted or that if I let this emotion out, I'll be viewed as being overly sensitive. And so I just kind of stifle it and I'm like, I'll deal with that later. But the problem with that is that then it all spews out at once and you do come off overly sensitive. So not really a solution. But yeah, that's
bottle till you
definitely
blow.
My reaction to kind of just some of the things that were said while I was being raised.
Yeah, I could definitely see where you would want to bottle up emotions for that. For me, I'm like, I am a soulless, heartless drone. Just shut it all off. There's nothing there. Ice in the veins.
Deprogram
gone
at the end of the night. Power down.
Yeah, basically, just power me down. The quarters kick back out. Yeah, and so because I'm such like in fix-it mode, when I started having kids, like, oh my gosh, anytime there was crying or any emotion, it was just like, fix it, fix it, fix it. And so when you've got young kids that have emotions and things like that, I realized that my fix-it attitude was becoming such a problem. You know, like I would catch myself, my child would cry and my brain would go, oh, this is a problem. How am I going to fix it? But in the past couple years, as my kids have been growing, and especially as I've been having more kids, it's not something you can just ignore. I had to be really conscious and aware about like about how I was parenting, how I was coming off. And I've been able to slow down and look inward as to, you know, why I'm feeling this fix-it response. And, you know, is it true that I need to actually fix something? You know, is my daughter's reaction to, let's just be honest, really anything really a problem, you know? Or is it just like her expressing herself in the moment, like in the only way that she knows how to with her developing mind? And does it need to be fixed? Or is it just okay for her to feel the way that she feels? And I think this is where I've been trying to really learn how to marinate in emotions and learn how to validate emotions. And it's been quite a journey so far. With your bottling and those messages that you got about like being overly sensitive and those types of things, how do you feel like those messages have affected your parenting style?
I feel like initially, well, like a lot of people, like the problem a lot of people probably have is that when you're raised one way, you try to run the complete opposite direction. You almost overcorrect the steering wheel. And so my son, it is clear that he knows that being emotional clearly gets my attention. And it gets it quickly. And so sometimes I think he uses that to his advantage. Well, ordinarily he wouldn't get as upset, other than he knows that's that gets direct attention from me. And yeah. So initially I feel like I would kind of jump into that emotion with him and just kind of just wallow in that emotion with him, because I didn't want him to feel like you're forced to move past this, or you shouldn't be feeling this, or whatever. But I feel like over time I've really learned to acknowledge his emotion, validate it, but also help him move through it. We don't have to wallow in it to validate it. So that's been a big thing for me.
That's really good. I think that's awesome that you've picked on it with such, you picked up on it so well. I think you've become very conscious of it. So I guess now that we're talking about the subject of validation for this episode, of course, we are going to talk about what validation is, because I'm sure, you know, you hear the term validation, but like, let's break it down, ladies. So I'll start with the definition of validation. I really enjoyed the one from verywellmind.com. They say that emotional validation is the process of learning about, understanding, and expressing acceptance of another person's emotional experience. So I want to talk a little bit about what validation is, and maybe start off with what are the benefits of validating? You know, is there really even a benefit? Is there really a need for us to care about validating our spouses, validating our children, validating the world around us? And for me, one of the biggest benefits of validation is creating stronger connections and stronger relationships with other people. I am not emotional. I'm not a very huge emotional person. I don't like to let a lot of people in. This is my mask. You don't see past that. Everything's fine and happy. So when I actually sit down and I try to express acceptance for other people to have emotion or an understanding of why they're feeling the way that they're feeling, I think it helps build a relationship. It builds a connection with people rather than like, oh, honey, pat, pat, pat on the head. Like, you'll get through this, you know. There's no connection right there. And so it's helped build a stronger relationship. And I've also noticed that I've been doing it a lot with my kids. And it's helped them process emotion and have a good emotional regulation and acceptance of what is going on in their body, especially when they're really young and they don't know why their body's reacting the way that they are reacting. But like putting a name to it and then accepting it, it creates an awareness as well as a regulatory acceptance of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I think when they know that you're accepting of it, especially where it's so brand new to them, then I think it gives them a sense of value and it helps them feel heard or understood, or, you know, I'm sad and I'm crying and that's okay that I'm crying, rather than, oh, honey, you're overly sensitive. It kind of feels more of like a rejection type of a thing, and maybe that you aren't being accepted because you aren't feeling that connection and you aren't being understood or heard. And so there are so many benefits of validation. Just trying to put that out there, ladies.
I think validation is huge, and I think it's a crucial skill really to interacting with anyone. I don't even think it's anyone that you have like a deep connection with. I think even like your coworkers and people like that, everyone wants to feel validated. So I think that's a very important skill for not only us to learn, but for us to try to facilitate our children as they learn. So yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah. I also want to talk about like what emotional validation is not, because sometimes I think there's a skewed thought behind it. If I could, I guess, maybe describe it a little bit better. Emotional invalidation is basically either you're rejecting, ignoring, or judging somebody for their emotions. But in other ways of seeing it, some things that aren't as obvious is maybe talking them out of having an emotion, or, you know, another term for that is toxic positivity, where it's like, oh, well, other people have it so much worse than you. You know, they're downplaying the fact that you're having an emotional response. Or one that I dislike is when people justify their actions to say to you that you don't deserve to have an emotional response to what they have said, because they've justified it.
Yeah, that makes, those are both things that I hadn't really ever thought of, especially the toxic positivity. That's something I greatly dislike. But to actually have a term for it, I'm like, oh, I don't like that at all.
Yes, I never thought, I always thought that that was somebody's way of trying to cheer you up. But in other ways, them trying to point out that your experience is actually not as important as like, you know, at least you have working hands, at least you have food on your plate, you know, you shouldn't be crying at all because you've got it better than somebody else. That's invalidation. That is saying, you know, you shouldn't be sad because you have clothes on your back. For me, like, I go through that all the time. Like, I will have like a little triggering moment and I'd be like, no, Jessica, you're not allowed to feel this way because so-and-so has it so much worse than you. You're not allowed to have these emotions. Shut it off. Turn off the drone, unplug, just reject. And knowing that that was actually toxic in my mind helps me slow down and realize, like, Jessica,
it's okay to feel those things.
What you're saying to yourself right now, yeah, it doesn't matter if you do have clothes or you do have food or if you do have it maybe in somebody else's view a little bit better than somebody else. Your feelings are your feelings, and it's okay to have those feelings. And it's okay for you to process those feelings, and everybody has their own experiences, and it's just, it's okay. It is okay. I think that's the hardest message and the one that I mostly just want to get across to people, especially with young children.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think we all want to feel like we have a safe space, which really is what validation is. And I can say from personal experience, there are certain friends or certain family members that I've gone to when I'm trying to work through something that I'm very emotional about, and I don't get that validation. And so I think when you tend to not get that support that you need, you're like, okay, well, I won't come to you next time I'm having an emotional experience. And why would our kids feel any differently? You know, if they don't feel like they have a space, a safe space, if they don't feel like they can trust us with their emotions, then they're either going to not have them, like you mentioned, or they're going to choose to take their emotions somewhere else. And although that sounds like, wow, that'd be kind of nice, that's, you want your kids to feel like you're that safe space. Whether they're a toddler, absolutely, whether they're a teenager, you want them to feel like if they have something very emotional they're processing, that you are somebody they can come to.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of like causes that happen because your child or yourself are not being validated. You know, the obvious one is that you have a difficulty managing your emotions. You know, you're too busy trying to bottle it up or ignore it. You know, when your emotions are invalidated, then you are getting the message, or your kids are getting the message, that what they are feeling is wrong and that they can't trust their own emotions. And I think another cause for that is that you have a poor sense of self. You know, when your behaviors and your thoughts are not accepted, then I could totally see somebody being like, I am not accepted. When you feel unaccepted It's not like you feel great about it and you feel gung-ho or anything. You have felt rejection and rejection and rejection. And so therefore you are causing yourself to have a low self-esteem from that.
Yeah. And I think typically when you need validation, you're already working through something incredibly emotional. And so I could see if you're trying to have somebody help you process this and then you don't get it, I could see that making you spiral even worse than not even opening up to them at all. So because you are already dealing with so much emotion. Does that make sense?
Yes. And when you continue to build on that and not having anybody to talk to and like trying to take it somewhere else, you can easily develop mental health issues. You know, we're talking depression, anxiety, you know, being told over and over that your thoughts and your feelings don't matter. And you are denying your own self of validation because you've been fed this message of you can't trust yourself with your feelings. These are bad feelings. You're left in this, I can't turn to anybody. What I'm feeling is wrong. I have to reject myself. I mean, it makes total sense of why there is such an overwhelming amount of anxiety and depression in people that you would consider are overly emotional, or people that are trying to hide their emotions, or when somebody finally does blow after they've been bottling it up for too long. Like, you know, it makes so much sense where validation could really step in and help people. The direct cause of not doing that is causing so much hardship in other people's lives.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, I just felt like I went on a little rant there.
No, that's great. Validation deserves a rant. So you get on that soapbox, Jessica.
Yeah, moms, listen up. Oh. So I want to give an example of validation, what it looks like. Let's say my daughter comes home from school and she just wants to play with a friend right off the bat. But unfortunately, we have chores and homework that needs to get done first. Now, I'm not saying no, but I'm saying these are your responsibilities that need to get taken care of first. And immediately the meltdown comes, you know, and she reacts angrily, calls me names, you know, tantrum it up, whatever. And now I could say, well, that's too bad, and stop your whining and just get it done. Or I could go up to my daughter and I say, Declan, I can see that you are upset. And I can totally understand why you're feeling that way. I bet you were really looking forward to playing with a friend and you guys talked about it and whatnot. And instead of getting to play with your friend, you have to do chores and homework instead. And I can totally see why you're feeling angry and frustrated at that. You know, that must be really frustrating for you to feel that way. And that's all it takes. That is validating her emotion. And does it mean the tantrum's going to go away? No. Does it mean that mommy said, never mind, you don't have to do your chores, you don't have to do your homework? No. But getting on her level and telling her, I can understand where you're coming from, I think that creates that connection and it creates an understanding of why somebody would react that way and therefore they would feel accepted of why they're feeling mad because it makes sense. Right, Erin?
Yeah. No, I really like your example. I think that's great. We're all living that.
Yes, right? Do you have an example of maybe some way that you have tried doing validation with your son when he gets your attention with his emotions?
Yeah, I would say it's very similar. He is somebody who really thrives on his routine. And so if we have a routine of like going to the grocery store every Friday morning, and a lot of times we go to the library. And so if he finds out like, oh, we have to run to the bank before we get to go to the library, that's enough to just really get him very upset. Same thing, very angry, like to the point he just screams, which is my favorite thing. And so I try to do the same thing, just kind of tell him, I can see that you're angry. And I try to really do this like eye to eye. I try to get close to him. He's somebody who doesn't love to be touched when he's in that mode. So I try to just get close to him and say something like, I can tell you really want to go to the library. I can tell that the library is important to you. I can see that this is making you very angry. And that's okay. I understand. I would feel angry too if I was planning on doing something and I got told I wasn't going to do it. I can see why you're angry. And then one thing I will often follow up with is either I'm here when you're ready, or I'll say, we can talk about it a little more when you're ready. And I don't feel like, and that's kind of something I've added because I do feel like he plays into that emotion because it's me. And so that kind of says, hey, I understand where you're coming from. Whenever you're ready, let's talk about it. And so whatever that is, whether it's making a compromise or whether it's just reiterating, okay, are you ready to go to the bank? Now that we know that's the plan. Whatever it is, but letting him kind of set the terms. And a lot of times he calms down pretty quickly and I'll say, okay, are you ready to go to the bank? I know you're not happy about it, but that is where we have to go first. And then, yeah, generally he calms down pretty quick. So yeah, that's kind of an example of what I do.
Yeah, I think he feels heard and understood. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't change his circumstances, but he gets it. And just like your son being young, my son is young too. And sometimes when they do get to be overly emotional, you know, they are out of that window of toleration. And so having a conversation is just not clicking with their brains. You know, they're not in their prefrontal cortex. They're stuck in their amygdala and they just want to blow it out. And so when you can...
I don't know all those fancy terms, but I just call it like rage mode. There is no reasoning when you're in rage mode.
I love that, rage mode. We'll stick with that too. But offering that sense of, I'm here for you right now, and I'm also here for you to have a conversation when you're calmed down and when you're ready to talk, I think that's huge because I do that with my son. You know, sometimes he can't articulate his feelings. He's still trying to learn what all of his feelings are, why his body's reacting the way that it is. And sometimes I have to start with, oh, James, you know, it looks like maybe you're feeling blank, like maybe you're feeling jealous or maybe you're feeling angry, so that I can put a name to it so he can learn, like, this is what I feel like and I feel like I am angry. You're right. This is anger. And is that how you're feeling, James? Is anger how you're feeling? Yeah, I'm feeling angry and I'm feeling mad or sad or whatever. And then I'll follow it up with, do you know why you're feeling it this way? So I want him to answer questions and talk with me. And so he can feel like, my body's reacting this way. I'm putting a name to this reaction. I'm trying to figure out why I'm feeling that way. And I'm with him the whole time. And I'm empathizing with him the whole time. And it really helps if you get on his level and you're sitting down with him. And just like with Aaron was saying with Hudson, when James is out of, you know, that window of toleration and he just wants to lay on the ground, kick and scream and be angry, he doesn't want mama to touch him. Declan totally does. But James doesn't want me to touch him, but he wants me in the room. That's his way of connecting with me. Mom hasn't left me. Mom knows that I need my space. So he can throw his tantrum, but mom is still there and she's empathizing with me and she's trying to help me. And so the connection is still there. And when he's calmed down, then he wants his hug. Then he wants to talk. He's back in his prefrontal cortex, his thinking mind, and we're able to have a discussion about it. But getting on their level, figuring out how to connect with their kid even though they're having a tantrum, and making sure that they know that you're going to be there and that you're still willing to connect is so validating to a child. And when James is in that mad state and he just wants to hit and scream and kick, I say, James, it's okay to feel mad, but it's not okay to use your hands and your feet for bad things. We don't hit, but it's okay to be mad. You know, it's validating the emotion, but that doesn't mean that you're validating that it's okay to get away with expressing that emotion through pain, especially to somebody else.
Yeah. I really like that. Can I also add one other thing? I think it's very important that we take ownership over our own emotions. No mom here is perfect. And so I think those few times that I just have a short fuse, and like sometimes I will just say, Hudson, I can't deal with this right now, or I need to go in the other room or whatever. And so I think if you kind of lose it and you aren't that validating mama for a minute, I think it's important that when you both have cooled down, that you sit down with them and you say, mom was feeling angry or mom was feeling frustrated or whatever it was you were feeling, mom was feeling this way because of this, this, and this. I'm sorry that I did not help you when you were feeling sad or whatever it is. Because although it's not as great as being there in the moment, I think it helps them to kind of go, oh, wow, my mom has emotions she works through too. It helps them to recognize that. And I also think you're still coming to kind of validate their feelings better late than never, I guess, is kind of what I'm trying to throw out there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Be accepting of your mistakes, because there's no way you're going to be able to do this all the time. And I do think it's important for our kids to realize we have our own emotions we're trying to work through too. So just thought I'd throw that in there.
No, I love that, because it's another thing that you can teach your kids. If James is aware that he doesn't want to be held when he's having his high emotions, and Declan does want to be held, then you can say, James, mommy's angry. And sometimes when mommy gets angry, she wants to be alone. And that is her way of feeling her emotions. I'm not abandoning you. This is the way that I cope. And now that I have coped, I am back and I'm ready to connect with you. Something like that.
Yeah.
Because it explains why mommy left, you know? And I'm not saying process your own emotions too. Don't ignore your emotions just so that you can validate your kids' emotions, because when they see you self-validate and go through your emotions and put a name to your emotions, they're going to understand it, and they're going to, like, they'll be able to cope with your emotions and their own emotions as well.
Exactly. Boom.
Yes. You have modeled it greatly. And I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like I said, I've been trying to do this for a couple years now. I am not perfect, especially trying to get over that hump of like, emotions are bad. We have to fix it. This is hard. Like, I'm trying to stop the messages that I feel like I was fed and change it. And that is probably going to be a lifetime of something that I have to work on. So don't feel this immense amount of pressure that all of a sudden you have to do it once and it's got to be perfect. Like, some days I'm going to fail at it. Some days I'm going to leave that conversation, high five, you know, king size candy bar on the bed tonight, pile of ice cream because victory. It's a learning process for everyone. So don't feel overpressured on this. That's one thing that I want to make sure other moms understand, is that perfection isn't a thing. It is not real. All of us are just trying to do the best that we can. And some days the best that we can is not so great.
Yeah, I feel like half of motherhood is just punching in for the day. Like, yeah, hi, yeah. I punched my time card. I'm here.
My eyes are awake, but my brain is not there.
So if you showed up today, kudos, mama. You're doing great.
Yeah. And as you're starting to get angry with your children, even just naming emotions, mommy's starting to get frustrated. Rather than just exploding on your kids, mom's starting to feel frustrated. Mom's starting to feel a little more frustrated. And I feel like this is starting to boil over into anger, so that kids can pick up on emotions rather than the rage surprise monster of like, I bottled it in and now I'm blowing and the kids can't interpret
where emotions. That's coming
it's
from.
Just, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just automatic rage or something. But like I said, it's a journey, just like all parts of motherhood. And it's just another thing to add to our checklist, right? The never-ending pile of worry that we already have. But starting it now, it doesn't matter if your kids are 2. It doesn't matter if your kids are 10. It doesn't matter if your kids are out of the house. Validation happens throughout your life. Don't think that just because your kids are out of the house or your baby just popped out of your uterus, now's the time, like, that you have to wait till they're a little older or you've already had their chance and it's gone. Validation happens, whether it's your kids, whether it's your spouse, like Erin said, whether it's a neighbor, it's with everyone. Emotions are everywhere. So get real good on it with yourself and get real good on it with other people. And tell us about it. We want to hear you from you. We want to hear from you. You know, send us an email. Leave us a rating. give us ideas leave of what us a you good want rating for...
can I add oh, that
yeah. Leave us a good rating.
Tell us about your experiences. Tell us like what episodes you want to hear from. We want to help you so much, because when we help you, ultimately we're helping ourselves, right? So mamas, get to validating and good luck.
Love it.
See you next week. We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.